for legal information and not legal advice. Listen to Law Talk. Oh, listen to Law Talk.
$1,100 to repair the engine? I don't have that kind of cash. How am I going to get to work? This is awful. Well, I guess I'm going to head down to the Cash Mart and get a payday loan.
Whoa there, friend. You sure you want a payday loan?
What? How did you get in here?
Well, I broke the window, of course. They don't make them like they used to. Now, Bill, let's have a chat.
My name's Ben?
Steve, using a payday loan service could land you into a mighty heap of trouble. If you don't know what you're getting into.
Well, I need my car for work. I'll be fired if I can't drive. The banks won't give me a loan, and I can't get a credit card. I have to fix my car. I don't have any other options. What else can I do?
Well, friend, I'll tell you what you can do. You can know the law and know your rights.
Where is that music coming from?
In today's difficult economy, more and more consumers are turning to payday loan establishments, businesses that offer short-term advances on paychecks in order to meet their financial needs. Many of these consumers are unable to obtain credit with banks, and therefore have no other credit options available to them.
Based on the economic vulnerability of many of these consumers, frequent use of payday loan services can do more harm than good. It's important for consumers to protect themselves by being aware of the law and aware of their rights.
What's the law?
Businesses offering payday loan services are covered by both the Federal Criminal Code and provincial legislation. Under the Criminal Code, payday loans over $1,500 cannot have an annual interest rate of over 60%.
If your loan is under $1,500, then it is regulated provincially. In Ontario, payday lenders are regulated by the Payday Loans Act.
Know the law.
Under the Payday Loans Act, there are several key consumer protections.
Advertising must be truthful, clear, and include specific information, such as the total amount the borrower will have to pay for a specific loan over a specific period of time.
The loan provider must clearly display a poster in their offices and online. The poster must have specific information relating to the cost of borrowing.
The payday loan provider cannot deduct anything for administrative fees.
You must be provided with a written contract that contains information, such as the cost of borrowing.
The loan provider is restricted on how and when they can contact you to collect on defaulted loans. For example, they cannot call more than 3 times within a 7-day period.
Know your rights.
After you've signed the agreement, you have 2 days to cancel the loan with no penalty. After that period, you can still cancel if you are not provided with the loan or a copy of the contract.
In some circumstances where the lender has engaged in prohibited conduct of a serious nature, you may be entitled to a refund.
You can repay at any time without a prepayment charge or penalty.
If you have had your rights breached by a payday loan provider, you have several options. You can complain to the Registrar of the Payday Loans Act, request that the Ministry of Consumer Services prosecute the payday lender, or you can sue.
So, Jim, still want that payday loan?
I certainly have a lot to think about. At least now, I know what the law is, what my rights are, and how to avoid getting scammed.
Law Talk is a co-production of Community Law School, Sarnia Lambton, Community Legal Services, and Pro Bono Students Canada at Western University. The information is accurate as of October 2011 and is not legal advice.
For legal information and not legal advice, listen to Law.